A popcorn tradition crosses state lines. A popcorn tradition was born 50 years ago this summer in the garage of our home in southwest Fort Worth. That was some 26 tons of popcorn and four machines ago. It was sparked by the late Dr. Vida Hodge, who owned a string of movie theaters and multiple West Texas oil wells. She heard that I was making snow cones for our preschool daughters and neighborhood children, albeit settling for snow with the texture akin to road gravel. We used a near-antique machine purchased in a second-hand store to shave the ice. Dr. Hodge insisted on providing a used popcorn machine so we'd have treats more popular during the cooler months. We provided snow cones back then for all takers. After all, unit costs were held to about 2 cents each. Happily, neighbors helped out, freezing ice in gallon jugs. Popcorn soon was consumed not only by neighborhood children, but also during speaking engagements when I appeared more than 100 times annually for more than 50 years. For two decades, the ones just passed, Halloween has been a big deal, with between 500 and 700 youngsters showing up for treats in our garage for popcorn on Halloween night. Well, somewhere, Dr. Vida is smiling. Popcorn probably best defines my college presidency chancellorship at Howard Payne University. The tradition, along with taking students and others parasailing at Lake Brownwood, provides fond memories. So does an introduction once made by a dear departed friend, George Dolan, whose daily front page column in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram delighted readers for three decades. He called me, quote, the nation's unstuffiest college president. It is a description I treasure. All of my popcorn machines have been, experienced, with some nearing antique status. When I bought a large coffin-shaped popcorn machine from an old theater 22 years ago, I thought it would serve the rest of the way. Well, a kink in the acquisition loomed, however. Our garage would not accommodate two cars and an oversized popcorn machine. But there was a simple solution, albeit expensive. Our modest Burleson, Texas retirement home, under construction at the time, was widened by just 2 feet, thus accommodating the machine and, in fact, making the dining area and den 2 feet wider as well. I don't remember and don't care to remember how much this added to the cost, but it's been worth it, even though Brenda, my wife of almost 58 years, still frets a bit. In fact, she refers to that, quote, odor in the garage. I contend that it is an aroma in the garage. Fast forward to the here and now. David Williams, Howard Payne graduate, 2005, is a do-everything kind of guy. He reconstructed a popcorn machine recently that's virtually identical to the one Dr. Hodge gave me. He sent me a picture, and yep, the machine was for sale. I purchased it sight unseen, and soon he delivered it to our home. Uh-oh. Now I had two machines, one bigger than now needed, and the other a sentimental favorite, like the one seen on sidewalks outside of small theaters, for the convenience of popcorn purchasing passers-by who maybe aren't going to the picture show, but still want popcorn. After 29 years of handing out presidential, then chancellor, popcorn, it's time for me to shift gears. I'll settle for my smaller machine, and now I'll hand out PEPCORN. Yes, PEPCORN. That stands for President Emeritus Popcorn. This spring, my wife and I had lunch with Dr. and Mrs. Brad Johnson at College of the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri, where he has been president for about 2 years. In his earliest years of college administration, we served together at Howard Payne, where his wife, Laura, received her baccalaureate degree. During lunch, they both mentioned their hope to find a tradition like ours at Howard Payne. What about sharing the tradition for the next 50 years, I asked. Did I ever have a deal for them? Recently, they had a big hoop-to-do with a program to celebrate the passing of the scoop. Featured were printed programs, balloons, and a sumptuous luncheon. I stumbled a time or two when emotions got in the way, sometimes saying, thus unknowingly creating a new acronym that's a perfect fit for both Howard Payne and the College of the Ozarks. You Matter is conveyed with each bag, and may the tradition live on as they have the big machine in College of the Ozarks, and I have the smaller one here in Texas. That's all for now.